All right, two new movies this weekend. Baywatch, saw it last night with The Rock and some fun cameos. Zac Efron is in this. Look, this is a complete parody of the Baywatch television show. And some of it really works. They make fun of the campy show. They make fun of how they filmed it. They make fun of how it was edited. They make fun of the fact that these guys really are lifeguards. But even during a TV show, they really thought they were cops. They make real fun of that. The performances are okay. Some of this is pushed a little bit too far. But overall, Baywatch is relatively entertaining, especially if you're very familiar with the television show. Is it great? No. Critics are trashing it. But it isn't a lost day at the movies. Pirates of the Caribbean, here we go again. Johnny Depp and Javier Bardem shows up this time around. This movie's being shredded by the critics. This might be a good idea that's just been tapped into too much. We'll see how it does over this Memorial Day weekend. Now, if you're staying home and DVDing or streaming, getting the home theater fired up, Logan is out, of course, one of the Wolverine movies. It was out a couple months ago. The Great Wall, wow, what a flop at the box office, but it's out there for you. And Get Out, one of the surprise hits of the year. Very good movie, very original movie, and boy, do we need that in Hollywood these days. Last week, your number one was Alien, barely, just by a million. Guardians of the Galaxy in second place. I saw Everything too, which finished in third. That's okay. It's very young, probably a much better book than movie. A lot of holes in the movie, too. It didn't photograph real well. Everything's pretty marginal, but I bet the book is good. And by the way, Boss Baby 2 will be out in 2021. And that's what's new for you at the movies and DVD.